Hurricane Katrina revealed everything ugly about FEMA. Poor leadership, hasty judgments, lack of financial controls, you name it. Well, here's Department of Homeland Security Assistant Inspector General for Emergency Management Oversight, Matt Jadacki. He's explaining that last issue, the lack of financial controls, at a hearing of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Subcommittee on Disaster Recovery.
A lot of controls were either circumvented or dropped after Hurricane Katrina. Things that you would normally do, checking Social Security numbers, for example, that control was dropped, and that's a key control.
Is that just because they were so overwhelmed?
They were so overwhelmed, and they felt there was a need to get the money out quickly to individuals.
So FEMA handed out more than $640 million in improper payments, money that either went to the wrong person or in the wrong amount, or just not for the right thing. That's less likely to happen now. FEMA says it gets just 0.3% of payments wrong. It cross-checks aid recipients' identity and social security numbers and visits the remains of their homes before handing out the money. After the fact, says Deputy Administrator Richard Serino, it tries to get the money back.
Currently, we've actually 35,000 recoupment notices have gone out to folks, and that's the vast majority of those, and the rest will go out, you know, within the next month, in November sometime. We'll have all of those out.
FEMA has recouped more than $3 million. But the law is creating trouble, too. There's a family in Arkansas that got $27,000 from FEMA a couple of years ago after their home was flooded. The family rejected other aid because they had that FEMA money. Now FEMA is saying the family should never have received the money because of a technicality in local law. Subcommittee Chairman Mark Pryor represents Arkansas. He's angry.
3 years later, they get a notice in the mail from FEMA. Oh, by the way, we fouled up. We should never give you that money in the first place. So now you have X number of days to, you know, give us $27,000 back. And like I said, now it's been turned over to the IRS, $37,000. So just taking that one case, to me, that's money that should have never gone out the door in the first place.
Yes, that's right. The government's debt collector, the IRS, is adding fees onto that amount. So the family has to come up with nearly $40,000. Pryor has put a hold on Treasury Department nominations to pressure that agency to resolve the issue. But Serena says FEMA has to go after this money.
We're also required by law to go after all improper payments. As you're well aware, it's something that we're required to do.
A former New Zealand cabinet member was watching the exchange. Maurice McTeague now is vice president of George Mason University's Mercatus Center and testified in that capacity.
These kind of events, I think, do a great deal to break down public trust in government generally and to destroy the reputation of the organization. This is going to be bad if you've got 35 or 40,000 people who are going to be subjected to this process over the next whatever period of time. Finding a way forward would be a good way of dealing with that.
But Matik says FEMA may have more than a public relations problem. He says the agency is stretched too thin.
Congress has asked FEMA to address more and more issues that may not properly fit into that category of being a disaster or an emergency.
In the past 60 years, the number of FEMA disaster declarations has increased more than tenfold. McTeague says that has unintended consequences on the agency and the people it serves.
Local communities will not do the things that they should do to try and make the risk of harm in the face of a disaster or an adverse event less likely to happen. In my view, a wet and windy day is not an emergency event. And sometimes we seem to see wet and windy days as something that's being supported by FEMA. I think that's inappropriate and in the long run will probably produce adverse results.
From hurricanes on the East Coast to tornadoes and flooding in the Midwest, FEMA has had a busy year. It ran into a funding crunch earlier this year, in part because of all of those disasters and in part because of political bickering. So the agency remains under pressure to handle the big tasks while controlling every dollar in its purse. And if it lets some change slip, it will try to get it back unless Congress changes the law. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.